Today's scripture is taken from Ephesians chapter 5, verses 15 to 20, and it reads, "Be careful then how you live, not as unwise people, but as wise, marking the most of the time because the days are evil. So do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is. Do not get drunk with wine, for that is debauchery, but be filled with the Spirit, as you sing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs among yourselves, singing and making melody to the Lord in your hearts, giving thanks to God the Father at all times and for everything in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ." This is the word of the Lord.
Thank you so much, Bailey. Now at this time, I'd like to ask Gaius to come forward to share the message, faith sharing. This is our brother in our church, so let's give our ears to him this morning.
Good morning. Today I'm going to basically share how God has helped me at my workplace. The first slide is going to show, the next slide please. I work as a quality assurance at Broadcom. So you say, how can you guarantee quality? There are several things that we do. One of them is we have quality matrix. Meaning to say, like when you have a chip, right, or something, you stress it over temperature or over time, over moisture also, to make sure that it works. So your cell phone will work when it's hot or when it's cold, or when you're at the beach or when you're in the desert. So that's why we have this type of stress. And we have quality matrix for that. Another job that I do is specification. We review specification, make sure we set the right expectation. Because when you have something, you expect it to work very good, and then it doesn't, what happened? You don't like it, right? And the third thing I do is problem solving. This is when things go wrong, then we have to quickly find out the problem and solve it. So I'm going to emphasize today on problem solving. We have a technique in our problem solving. Next slide. Problem solving technique, we call it structured problem solving. We have what we call the 8D, 8 discipline. Okay? So there's 8 items in there. The first item, number one, in order for you to solve a problem, you have to define the problem carefully. You have to know your problem before you can solve it. Because if you don't know your problem, you don't know whether the solution is right or wrong, right? The second one is to build a team. Once you know the problem, then you kind of find out who needs to be in the team. For me, like we are chips, we make chips, so sometimes we need the product engineer, the test engineer, the assembly engineer, depending on the problem. Sometimes we need the operators and quality engineer. Now, the third one, once you identify a problem, you want to contain the problem so it doesn't go out to the customer. For example, if you look carefully when you go to the grocery store, you buy something, there's a lot number, right? And maybe there's some recall that you heard over the radio or TV. You know there's a lot number, they track the lot. When there's a problem, they say, oh, this lot has problem. We don't know what it is, but we're going to say, do not sell the lot or do not let it go out. So that's containment action. Number four, determining the root cause. And this one is to find out what is the cause of the problem. Right? For me, that is finding the truth. Right? So that's one thing I'm going to emphasize this morning. And then after that, when you find the root cause, you have to verify the root cause. Sometimes you think that's the cause of the problem, but it turns out to be something else. And then if you verify it, you do some experiment, then you want to correct the problem. Correct meaning to say find some measures and then prevent it. And the last item is to congratulate the team and say, okay, this problem is solved, dismiss the team. So next one, we'll talk about my one-page strategy. This one-page strategy actually comes from our CEO, the previous CEO of Broadcom. This is an eye chart, right? Because one page, that's why you shrink the wording. So I'm going to emphasize the one I filled in, so the next page. So they have a vision and then a mission, a strategy, tagline, and leadership. So that's the one I filled in. So I was praying to God, how can I be a Christian at my workplace? So the vision, I put working with God in technology to fulfill the prophecy from the Bible. My mission is to improve the quality of the product through understanding the root cause and the failures and feeding this information to the team. Strategy is to know and understand God's plan for the future, to know and understand the customer's quality and requirements, and then to know and understand the different relationship between the hardware and the software. And my tagline is, let truth be my guide. And leadership, open communication with God, customer, and suppliers. So I bring God into my work. I don't just come to church on Sunday and then forget about God on the weekends. I bring Him to work. So here are the examples of how God has helped me at my workplace. The first one, truth number one. So this is the problem. Bad parts are getting shipped to the customer. So as you can see, okay, you see, this is the good part and this is the bad part, right? This is the x-ray of how it looks inside the chip. The good part has a wire bonded from the chip to the lead. The bad part, the wire is swept across, it's not bonded. Okay? This is very obvious. When you do an x-ray, you can see it right away. When you test it, it will fail. Next slide. So this failing got out. I got back the failing part. I tested it, failed. Right? But the failing part got to the customer. How did that happen? So then I prayed to God and asked for help. There are several ways that this can happen. One of the ways is that maybe a black market, right? Somebody grab our bad parts and sell it to the customer. Or somebody, maybe a operator was sleepy, change the bad tray with a good tray and then ship out to the customer, right? So we checked all those and we couldn't find why the bad part was shipped to the customer. There's really a problem here. It is really very obvious. The bad part is really bad and it got to the customer. After praying and asking God for guidance, He told me to check with the test program. So we checked the test program. The test program is working right because when the customer gave me the bad part and I test it, the test program will fail the part. No doubt about it. It will fail. And then I asked the product engineer, check the lot number. Remember the lot number? So we have a lot number that we trace. And we checked the lot number and everything was fine. There's good, there's bin one, meaning good, and then the parts are failing and they fail. And I said, so let's check one more thing. On the bin one part, check the number of tests that it tested. Because maybe there's a skip in the test, right? I said, maybe there is. The product engineer got mad at me. He said, what? This test program was proven to be right. How can it skip a test? But I said, check it anyway on the log. Make sure all the bin one part has complete number of tests. When he checked, he found out that there are some bin one part that has lesser tests. It turns out that when the tester is testing, if there's an alarm, it will skip the test and just go down to the next test without recording the failure. So it got to the customer. So the product engineer saw the problem and then he corrected the alarm so that when it alarms, it will fail. So this problem is resolved. Case closed. Praise God, right? It's so hard to find so many ways that a bad part can go to the customer, but this is solved. Next case. Next case. It's customer returning parts that are burnt. Example of, these are some other chip examples. So the burnt part looks like that. When you open your phone or when you see some board and you see something burnt, this is bad. Really bad, it burned. There's overcurrent and the part got so hot. Next slide. Of course, the unit will fail, it burned, right? And then so the customer, we say, oh, customer, it's your fault. You don't know how to use it, you overstress the part. But the customer said, no, we got bad parts from you, even before use. So then my question is, what is going on here? How can I solve this problem? We say, customer, you burned the part. The customer said, no, but we got it back. So then I prayed and asked God and prayed for the team to come up with a solution. So we asked the customer for more failing parts. Maybe some parts that are less out in the field or less that are turned on. So what happened is when you turn on your phone, of course, you get electricity, you got batteries, so it will heat up the part. So we asked the customer, if you can return parts that are less used, you detect the failure earlier, that way the part is not burnt totally. That way, if we look at it, we can kind of figure out where it happened. For a part to burn like that, it's like a house burned down, and then you're trying to figure out what happened to the house. It's too late, right? If the house is partially burned, you kind of the firemen come and stop it, then you, oh, it's the oven that got turned on and forgot to turn off, then you know. So the customer sent one of the part, and it turns out to be that internally, the part was made bad. There's a fabrication error. But somehow, again, it turns out to be like the same problem as number one. We ship the bad part to the customer. So the customer is correct. They got the part back, bad part. Then we investigate on the lot again and see what happened. We ask the test house to test the good units that they claim is good, and they found some bad units. And then we also found that the lot that we are testing, we saw something that what we call is a time zero failure, meaning to say, this failure is a true failure. You don't have to power up. It should be caught. It should not get out to the customer. So after investigation with the team and the effort on the other side of the test house, they found out that the handler that is testing four parts at the same time, let's say one and two are good, three and four are bad, the handler made an error. Instead of putting one and two as good, they put one and three as good, and then two and four as bad. So that's how it got shipped to the customer. So praise God again, through prayer, we were able to find this as soon as possible. Okay. On the third case we have is, we improve our parts, and the customer wants die instead of package part. These are smaller and smaller. So let me explain this first, so you will understand how a chip is manufactured. So we are going towards a wafer level chip scale package, meaning to say, instead of big size, instead of about this big, we ship them this big. So this is like 5 times smaller. Normal chip is this. You have a wafer, they're circular, they're about this big. And in one wafer, there's a lot of chips in there. A lot, like maybe 1,000 or 2,000 or 3,000, depending on the size of the chip. After that, you dice them. Well, first you test, then you dice them. You dice them out, right? And when you dice them out, you package it so it's bigger. The reason why you want to package it is because it's easier to handle, and then you can test it after it's packaged individually. And then after packaging, you test and then you ship out. Now, but your cell phone is very small, right? You want it smaller. So they're saying, we want a wafer level chip scale package. So from wafer, the packaging, they dice it up, they do additional some putting some solder ball on them and then dice it up and then ship to the customer. Next slide. So this is the procedure of the electrical test. So incoming wafer, they do it, they put dielectric, and then they attach the solder ball, and then electrical test, backline, laser, singulation, tape and reel ship to customer. Okay. As you can see, the electrical test is when it's big, right? It's done big. Before you cut it up, right? That's before you cut it up, and then they'll ship to the customer. Now, the next one. Next slide. This one is for normal parts that you assemble. So there's an electrical test in the big size, the wafer form. After you background laser mark, you singulate. After you cut, you package it up, you test again. So when there's double test here, and then you ship to the customer. The problem I'm facing is that when customer return a bad part, the customer ship me a bad part. Could you go back to the previous slide? When a customer ship me a bad part, it's already cut up, and I cannot put it back to a wafer in order to test it again. Right? Whereas the other case, next slide, when the customer ships the bad part, it's easy to test because this test is done after singulation. The other one is before. So, next slide. So this part goes into Apple Watch. Right? Apple Watch, you know, is how small, right? It's about this big. Next one. The part I'm talking about is this guy. VCM43342 is right here. So this is the die. Right? So this part is about this small. Next one. So now, this part is that small, and inside that part, this tiny connection, there are 208 of them, 208 bumps. Now when the customer returned to me the part, they return to me in this board form. And then we have to grind out the chip, and the connections are not testable. We have to put the bumps in there. So these bumps are very tiny. They're like the tip of the pin, that tiny. So there's a lot of challenges that needs to be done. First, we got to put back the bumps. After that, we have to repackage it so we can test it. And so it's like impossible to do that. But again, of course, prayer, right? You pray and ask God for help. So next slide. So pray again. And over this, like over 5 years, we were able to do this. First one, the alignment turns out to be not a problem. You can use a camera, take the picture, and afterwards use PowerPoint to align it. Cheap solution, and it works. And then reballing is putting back the ball. We bought a stencil, and with glass slides, you can again use optical alignment, manually done. No need of machine. And then mounting, I got an IR oven that is not very expensive. And then after that, we are able to test. Again, praise be to God that He lead me on this crazy project in order to do this. Next slide. This is the Rebo machine that I was talking about. It's a small one, about this big only. And it's IR. And inside, you see the light lighting up. This is actually the halogen lamps that you see in your house. Okay, so next slide. In order for me to find truth, I have to go dig in into how things fail. So we set up an internal failure analysis lab. This is an internal project. Most of our failure analysis is done externally by UNG. And internally, we did it in order to have this fast turn. Initially, when we were doing this, my boss is kind of hesitant. He said, oh, you just try it and see. But he see that the help that it happens on the what we're doing. So this FA was able to guide the external FA. And now, we just got acquired or merged with Avago, and we cannot use our external house anymore because of budget reasons. We have to use internal house. And because this was set up, it did help a lot of our internal people to still be able to continue the work daily. So again, praise be to God. All these things, without God's guidance, it won't be done. Thank you very much.
You guys have Apple products. Gaius, you have a job for life. Thank you for sharing, Brother Gaius. And you know, there's a lot of things that go into these little small things, but we always have to recognize and thank God for His handiwork, and even in Apple watches and so forth. So again, thank you. Now we are going to have our Holy Communion. Reverend Tan will lead us in that. This is the time that we remember what Christ did for us. Why is this mic?
Those who can stand, would you please stand for the invitation? Christ, our Lord, invites to His table all who love Him and who earnestly repent of their sin, and to seek to live in peace with one another. Therefore, let us confess our sin before God and one another.
Merciful God, we confess that we have not loved you with our whole heart.
Forgive us, we pray. Free us for joyful with Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us also make peace with one another. We are on your left and left, right. This is what we have been told before you come to the Lord's table. Make peace with one another. And hear the word of assurance. Hear the good news. Christ died for us while we were yet sinners. That proves God's love towards us. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven.
Let us offer one another signs of the Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
Lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to God.
It is right to give the thanks to God.
It is right and a good and joyful thing, always and everywhere, to give thanks to you, Almighty God, Creator of heaven and earth. You formed us in your image, and you breathed the breath of life. When we turned away and our love failed, your love remained steadfast. And so, with your people on earth and with all the company of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn.
Holy, 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 holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest, Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest.
Holy are you, and blessed is your Son, Jesus Christ. By the baptism of his suffering, death, and resurrection, you gave birth to your church, delivered us from slavery to sin and death, and made with us a new covenant by water and spirit. He commissioned us to be his witnesses to the ends of the earth, and make disciples of all nations. And today, his family in all the world is joining at his holy table. On the night in which he gave himself up for us, the Lord Jesus took bread. And when he had given thanks to you, and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." When the supper was over, he took the cup, gave thanks to you, and gave it to his disciples and said, "Drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." And so, in remembrance of your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice in union with Christ's offering for us as we proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died, Christ is risen, Christ will come again. Pour out your Holy Spirit on us gathered here, and on this bread and wine, make them be for us the body and the blood of Christ, that we may be for the world the body of Christ, redeemed by his blood. Renew our communion with your church throughout the world, and strengthen it in every nation and among every people to witness faithfully in your name. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ, one with each other, and one in ministry to all the world. Through your Son Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit in your Holy Church, all honor, glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Amen. Please be seated.
Forgiveness, oh, is bought away.
Now we have a time of offering. I'd like to ask the ushers come forward, please. Please rise. Please join me in prayer. Heavenly Father, you have chosen us, you loved us, and you have given your best to us. Father, at this time, we offer these gifts to you from our hearts and from our love. We also ask that you help us to continue to serve you and to use our talents to better, so we can share to others your love. We thank you for being with us this morning during this worship time. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Please be seated. We have a time for announcements. They're in the bulletin and they're on the screen behind me. Is there anyone that would like to highlight any special announcements? I see none. Okay. Oh, Auntie Jean. Well, yeah. It's good. It's very good to see the Tam family join us for worship this morning. The whole family. Praise be to God. Any other announcements? All right. If not, let's go ahead and stand for the closing hymn. A Shelter in the Time of Storm.
Now go forth in peace, and may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, our Heavenly Father, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all, wherever you go and wherever you are, from now and forevermore. Amen.